I'm not an engineer, mate, but I tell you, if the lake gets, if we get no more rain, there couldn't be a better time. You know, we always said in 2010 the lake was so low, we hadn't seen that low for 16 years. To get the civil works done down there at the spillway when there's no water coming over the spillway, obviously it's going to save them millions of dollars in cofferdams and water prevention. So if they want to do it and they're serious about it, they should be looking at their planning now to get that done before next wet season, or get that at least started, on plugging that spillway to raise a dam.
So you'd like to see some progress on this in the near future?
Yeah, I think it's only a good thing. No, they're not going to exceed the original design storage capacity. The flood level of Lake Argyle won't change. So environmentally, I think it's a sustainable thing to do. Water security, and the fact that the dam's already here, it's a man-made cutting they're going to plug up. You know, certainly I support it in the fact that it does give the area a lot more potential for the future. So yeah, I mean, hopefully if they do something like that, they'll maybe work on our boat ramp and do a bit of work at the same time, you know, to enhance the whole place for the future.
With last year's Developing Northern Australia white paper, how confident are you that something is going to happen for this area?
If Lake Argyle and East Kimberley was anywhere else in the world, it would be millions of people living here. It's as if Australians are scared of the rest of the world. We've all flocked to the southeast corner, as far away from the rest of the world as we can possibly get. Up here, we're so close to billions of people just across that little strip of water up in the Timor Sea. We're so close to the rest of the market. We've got every resource you can think of. That potential will have to be realised one day. It cannot not happen.
Roughly how much rain have you had this wet season?
We had some record rainfall around Christmas time. Obviously, January is a bit of a hit and miss month, as it is every year. But we had close to 400 millimetres in the last half of December, close to nothing in January. And we had a very good start to February with 100 odd millimetres in a week. And that's where it stopped. A bit like last year, really.
So how is Lake Argyle looking at the moment?
Oh, it's low. This year we've had a little bit of a rise around Christmas time. It's higher than it was in December, but only just, and it is dropping again. Certainly not as bad as it was in 2010. And then we all know that in 2010 it was the lowest it was since the hydro has been built, the lowest in 16 years, but 2 months later it was the highest it's ever been. So I'm not going to write it off just yet.
How does the level of the lake compare to this time of year in the past?
Oh, I think since the year 2000, it's probably not abnormal. Last year's wet season was a disappointment, so we didn't have a lot of rise. I think less than 2 metres overall. I'm expecting, my theory is the real wet season is Valentine's Day at the end of March, so I'm hoping for a monsoon or two before it's too late. But yeah, I think it's below average, but not a lot.
If we don't get any more rain, where do you think the lake level is heading?
If we get no more rain in the catchment this wet season, in the next 2 months, we'll be back down to those 2010 levels, which will bring us down to that 16-year record again. We'll get low.
What would the consequence of that be?
Probably the guys are most concerned is the hydro power station. I think once the lake gets too low, they get a bit low on head pressure. That has a bit of impact on what they're doing. So if they haven't got enough sort of back pressure to turn those turbines efficiently. I know it got very, very close in 2010. So they're probably the most affected. But really, the farmers know that Lake Argyle is still higher now than the original design capacity, storage capacity. Now, until 1994, it was designed to hold just over 5,000 gigalitres of water. We're still sitting above that. We're at 82% as of yesterday morning.